On his last working day, Chief Election Commissioner Achal Kumar Jyoti has sent recommendation to the President, which basically says 20 AAP MLAs have been found guilty of office of profit and hence their seats will be disqualified. Sources in Election Commission say this now means once President signs it, they would be liable for re-election in these 20 constituencies across Delhi. But Aam Aadmi Party, in their defense, says this is the blatant misuse of the institutions and they would move to the court of law to challenge this.
For an athlete, nothing can be worse than a career-threatening injury, and when it happens at the biggest stage of them all, the Olympics, it can sometimes break him or her down. Mentally more than physically. Vinesh Fogart was 21 and among India's brightest hopes of a medal in the 2016 Rio Olympics when disaster struck. Fogart dislocated her knee in the quarterfinal bout against China's Sun Yanan and was stretchered off the mat in an agonizing pain. But now she is back on the mat and aims to give her 100% in the tournaments she plays in future. The Supreme Court on Friday dismissed a PIL to block the release of Sanjay Leela Bhansali's movie Padmavat. "We have to function as a constitutional court, can't block a movie from screening," said a bench of the Apex Court. The PIL filed by lawyer ML Sharma questioned the censor board's certificate to the Deepika Padukone and Shahid Kapoor starrer. He claimed that there could be murders and arsons if the film is released. Rejecting Sharma's argument, the Supreme Court said law and order was a job of the states. "Won't rehear the case. We have rejected even states' objections and have decided that a ban isn't permissible," the court said. The Supreme Court had cleared Bhansali's film and suspended the ban orders by four states on Thursday. To help businesses communicate better with their customers globally, including in India, WhatsApp on Thursday launched WhatsApp Business, a free-to-download Android app for small businesses. The new app will make it easier for companies to connect with customers and more convenient for its 1.3 billion users to chat with businesses that matter to them.